CIUT 89.5, the sound of your city. Stream CIUT at www.ciut.fm.
Welcome to the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. Today we're going to be talking to Aita Sadhu of the Different Booklist Cultural Center, and also to Tony Leah, who is a retired General Motors Oshawa worker and chairman of the local 222 Political Action Committee. There are some announcements, very important ones to be, want to share with you. On December 1st, that's a Tuesday, there's going to be demonstrations in solidarity with the, across the country, calling for days of action to free Meng Wanzhou and to promote positive relations with China, if I can put the, use the expression that way. In Toronto, on December 1st at 12 noon, at the Liberal Party of Canada offices, 10 St. Mary Street, Toronto, west of Toronto, west of Yonge Street, two or three blocks, and that's at noon on December the 1st, and also at another location in Toronto, also at noon, there's going to be one in front of the constituency office of Christian Freeland, and that's at 344 Bloor Street West. And in Hamilton at 11 a.m., there's going to be a demonstration, 1 hour, 11 a.m. to noon, in front of MP Bob Brina's constituency office, 42 King Street East, Stony Creek, Ontario. And of course, they want people to dress warmly, bring a sign, Free Meng Wanzhou. And there will be demonstrations across the continent, across Canada, continent, I hope around the world, actually. This is clearly something that I believe has the backing of the Canadian people, who wish there was more of this kind of action, but they find very little political leadership, and the media certainly is not anxious to hear talk of this kind. We have had rumblings inside the Liberal Party, which is helpful. Nikki Ashton, an NDP MP, who's been under a lot of pressure for her courage, but she's spoken out on this. She participated in the November 24 Zoom conference. There were a lot of great speakers there. If people should know, when I say she spoke, she submitted her speech, and it was read out, which is not an uncommon thing when leaders are one place or another. But the speech is available, I think it's particularly important. She called out Sinophobia, which should be one of the reasons people who believe in Canada take a stand on the Meng Wanzhou issue. This being driven into hostility towards China by the Canadian media and the Conservative Party, Liberal Party actually doing this together. There's a demonization going on. And Nikki Ashton rightly points out that one of the byproducts of this is racism towards Asian Canadians, and particularly, and Chinese particularly. That's I'm glad she underlined that in her talk. She also made stress that we really, any country properly led, seeing the hostility and the idea, having ideas like pivoting against China and sending warships into the South China Sea and the Taiwan Strait is extremely ugly and has very dangerous consequences. So she stressed that Canada should be peace builders and that Canada should look for and promote bilateral and multilateral relations involving China. And so I think it's very good news that this This was stated by a member of parliament. And also, of course, he also said that we should not have a new Cold War. I think it's interesting, some of the right-wing journalists, in order to keep everybody on the right straight and narrow, suggested that we reflect on the fact that in Halifax they had a conference, a security conference. They do this every year. And at that conference, Pompeo, representing the United States, again engaged in really dangerous hyperbole, talking about China and trying to exclude them and to isolate, etc. And so we're told, well, that, you see, we should all pay attention. Something interesting happened there. I don't know if Nikki Ashton's aware of this, but the Secretary General of NATO attended, and he did say something which is rather un-NATO-like, but maybe he didn't like Pompeo, but he said, China is not an enemy. China is not an adversary. And he said also, I'm quoting, by the way, Voice of America, he said that we have to consider the benefits of working closely with a rising China. That's Voice of America, November 22nd. So those who are who've been pumping demonization and looking for trouble have somewhat isolated themselves. There isn't a really, there's a game being played in Ottawa that, well, we all agree. You can't even get NATO to agree. And and by the way, which makes it all the more dangerous. Anyway, this is CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor, your host, and we have Ita Sadhu and Tony Leah to speak to, and we'll be back also at the tag end of the show.
We'll be right back.
Your radio, CIUT 89.5, the sound of your city.
And again, it's the Taylor Report. And in these final moments here, I just want to remind everybody you can donate to CIUT. Go to CIUT.fm and click on donate. Throughout December, we can continue to build the station. I hope everybody will join us in doing so. And just on the very latest news, an Iranian scientist has been assassinated, murdered. There has been a pattern of this. It's always celebrated in various capitals, particularly in the United States and Israel. And that is a regrettable and ugly situation. Everyone should condemn this terrorism. It's particularly striking that at this moment, when you're having a transition in the United States, there is a question in the air as to whether or not the original agreement of the parties to secure is Iran's nuclear program and to guarantee that it is not militarized. That was all agreed to, and the United States walked away. Now they're sending, in the shadow of this murder, they're sending warships to, they tell us, to the Persian Gulf. That is not helpful at all. I hope that we have people in every walk of life who will take the opportunity to stand up and say that the United States has been the aggressor in the Persian Gulf. They've been the aggressor against Iraq. They also supported Iraq when Iraq went to war with the Islamic Republic. The U.S. has a bloody record there. And just for the record, it has to be noted, Iran does not have a nuclear program, and there's not any evidence that they intend to have one. It's a matter of principle with them not to have it. However, because Washington and Israel together have made a clamor on the subject, the world tends, just from repetition, to somehow believe that it otherwise. More importantly, Israel, of course, has nuclear weapons, plenty. And that isn't a happy situation either. Israel is not party to the international procedures involving nuclear weapons. They're not talked about. It's not, as far as I know, even officially acknowledged. And there's a lot of dark talk about they have them and they have this. It's all ugly. It's all ridiculous. The whole region should be denuclearized. By the way, starting with U.S. nuclear ships and planes and whatnot in the region, which is overloaded with U.S. military bases. So we need a peace movement, people who speak out, condemn this super aggressive attitude, the hegemonic attitude of the United States, which is part and parcel of the original point of where we started off with today and are going to hammer always, is that this issue with China, with Iran, with Venezuela, it has nothing to do with international law, the United Nations. It has to do with imperial hegemony, the notion that the United States has its own, plays by its own rules and can ignore everyone else. Canada needs to get off that war wagon. This is the Taylor Report, and again, I'm telling you, you can donate to CIUT.FM, and I encourage you to do that throughout December. We still want to reach the $100,000. And the last thing I want to say, of course, is that along with everybody else who has a heart, we miss and mourn the loss of Diego Maradona, the Argentine soccer player from the Barrios, who represented the Barrios all his life very courageously. This is Taylor Report. See you next week.
CIUT 89.5, Toronto. Da, 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 da.